Yes. Father, in Jesus' name, we again thank you, Lord, that you put this praise in our hearts and on our lips. Thank you, Lord, that there is an encouragement of love, that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Lord, thank you that it is not something that is strange to us to want to praise your name, to want to speak your name, to want those that might be amongst us, Lord, to know that Jesus loves us. Jesus loves you. Lord, thank you for the simplicity of this wonderful message. Thank you, Father, that you gave your Son. Thank you, Lord, that you so loved the world, you gave him to us. Lord, thank you that he died, became sin for us, that he was raised, and now he is seated, hallelujah, at your right hand. And most thankful, he's anxious to come get me. Praise God. I thank you for the love story. I thank you, Lord, you've drawn our hearts into it. Lord, just have this to your glory, your honor, your thanksgiving and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If you turn to Psalm 139, we'll be in there this morning. Such a treasure chapter in the Word of God. So thankful. It's a chapter that tells us that he knows your down setting and your uprising. He knows your thought afar off. Thanking God that he knows my path and he compasses my path and my laying down. He's acquainted with my ways. Oh no. I love it. For there is no word that's in my tongue, but the Lord doesn't know altogether. It says that he's beset before me and behind me, and he has laid his hand upon me. I love how thankful to God, how precious also are his thoughts to me, it says in here. The great sum of them, they could not be numbered. They're more than the sand of the sea. And then David says, O Lord, in this great love at the very end, search me, O God, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts. David's just surrendering to everything God already knows. And if there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. Praise God. Let's get over it. Hallelujah. He's just in love with you. And that's the message today, as it always is, by his grace. And we'll settle right in today on that 13th and 14th verse of Psalm 139. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Praise God. How awesome that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. It always amazes me to think, even naturally speaking, how complex this human body is, how incredible our bodies are. You speak to doctors, I do believe, if not all of them, there's just such an amazing miracle to a human body. I mean, the complexity of it, the inner workings, the perfection, and how delicate and fragile this body is. But I think in what we've read just even briefly about this 139th Psalm, that's not the heights of what this fearfully and wonderfully made is. You are fearfully and wonderfully made for Jesus. Amen. You are for the good pleasure of his will. I'll define that for you, his ecstasy. Praise be to God. Yes, know it. This is what he thinks and has and always has in mind for us before he ever set a star in heaven. And how this wonderfully and fearfully made, we are so completely made to be reliant upon the Word of God. That's even every man. That's not just for Christians. They may reject it, but God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. That's it. He loved the world. There is salvation in one name. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. Every life that ever was upon this earth needed Jesus. Every life. Man was made Praise God. Hallelujah. For him. To need him. And I thank God for this precious truth. But how much more so, brothers and sisters, we that, again, have taken the Lord as Savior, children of the King, how we should know and rejoice how wonderfully we were completely made to be reliant upon Him, the Word. And today, as you sit there, I really am hopeful to be encouraged. Remember even all the events of your life as you sit there. Remember all of the circumstances in the hand of God. How perfect was the path. Amen? If you really know the Lord today, there'll be a big amen. How perfect was the path. And I'm talking about perfect in your imperfection. I'm talking about perfect in your absolute defiance. But God, who is rich in mercy. And I'm so thankful. That is a wealth that never runs out. Amen. He's rich in mercy. That's why he tells us, praise him for his mercy till you see him. Amen. It's a joy. Who is rich in mercy, wherein his great love, wherewith we are loved. That's how he saved us. That's how he saves us. That great love. And thanks be to God. Think about every event. Again, how perfect in the imperfection that brought you here today. Amen. Amen. Even this weekend, amen. Now, in all sincerity, you think about our natural bodies. We are one of the most, if not the weakest, most vulnerable creature that's ever been made. True. And you know what? That was no accident. That was absolute intentional, divine purpose. It's thinking about, I love the animal kingdom. I love the insects even, and all these different things. Again, and God, once again, spoke those things to be. I just am enamored with his beauty and his power and his omnipotence. But even animals at their birth, they have instinct. Have you seen those animals? I mean, out there on the, basically on the Serengeti and all that, these antelope and all, they'll drop a little gazelle or something. That thing's up and running in minutes. I mean, they didn't even need to teach it that. It was just running. There are animals, insects, and they fly immediately upon being hatched. They're just boom and they're flying. They have that instinct. They have that innate ability. It's just absolutely amazing. And then yet here are we. The Bible says when we're born, oh my goodness, the only instinct we had was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Boy, that's instinct. Huh? Oh, yes. Wonderfully and fearfully made for him. For him. Without him, you can do nothing. Completely hopeless and weak, praise God, that could only be strengthened and healed in Jesus. And that never changes. I hope you understand that. See, that's the beauty of it all. It always remains that way. Without him, I can do nothing. Not just from birth. And not just from the new birth. But praise be to God, it's always. It's always. If you want your life to sing, if you want that abundant life to be, it's got to be all by the word of his grace. It is the word, praise be to God. I'm so thankful. Truly, we were dead, and only through Christ Jesus are we even alive. Amen? Yes, it is true. Something so beyond any doing of a natural birth, this could only be accomplished by the new birth. Think about your health. In all reality, your health is completely reliant upon him. Did you not know that you're but a step between you and death? Don't go around walking around, oh, I'm so healthy, I eat so right, I take care of my body. My goodness, George just dropped dead. What happened? Come on now, you need to know this. This is what it is. instilled fear in some people here this morning already, but see, the perfect love of Jesus will cast out all of that. We think that even doctors can do so much, but those that really know, they're so limited. Jesus keeps you. You think about your job, you think about your career, even your finances. Do you not know by now they're all in the hand? It's all been given of Him. Don't you know everything that you have is His anyways? Amen. Praise God. Oh, Jesus, help us to get over our stupidity. I think about how even He brought me to realize again how fearfully and made my entire life is for Him, especially with my children. Oh, yes. You know, the promises of God, they're just all wonderfully yay and amen. But they're yay and amen and patience. They're calling those things which be not as though they were. Amen. It's as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. We're so much about instant gratification. We know this. We've heard it so many times. But it's true. We don't want to wait for nothing. My goodness, that's why everybody's satisfied with a smartphone. You go sit in your room and you can just huddle up in there. And as long as I've got an internet connection that runs at light speed, I'm good. What a dead life. Huh? But it is all about that, we know. But God showed me with my kids. It was so precious and shows me time and time again. No matter, again, how much wondrous grace that the Lord, by His grace, had me to take to train up my babies in the way that they should go. Then came the attacks. Trained up my babies in the way that they should go. And, oh my goodness, the unbelief, the wandering. Train my babies in the way that they should go. Thanks be to God. But God. But God. Amen. And He holds and He molds their lives. It's not me. How wonderful really to know, brothers and sisters, when we really get to that point that I can't do a thing. No matter how much I would try. No matter how many sermons I preached in my house. No matter how much I would try to lead, I could do nothing. The only thing that I could do was be completely reliant upon the Word. Amen. And the beautiful thing about the Word is it's all powerful. The beautiful thing about the Word of God, I'd share a secret with you, His promises are true. His promises are yea and amen. Believe the Word of God. It's not an if, it's a when. It's true. Wait upon the Lord. See those things as the Lord, again, shows you in His Word. Believe them. Time is nothing to God. Oh, yes, I pray, Lord, I'd love that yielding to be now, but I'm trusting You for the yielding. I'm trusting You by Your wondrous, mighty grace that, Lord, You said these things. You said to preach this. You told me by the grace of God that what you plant, son, you'll reap that. And thanks be to God for His great grace that the planting of the Word of God. And I see, praise God, the reaping that's going on. Isn't it wonderful, parents? Hallelujah. And I'll tell you when it's really wonderful is when they're really ornery. Oh, yes. Because it makes them miserable. Oh, yeah, it's you. They're making you miserable during this time. I get it. I understand that. But the beautiful thing that you can be absolute confident in God, that they will be miserable. Because they're His. And every one of them will stand up here and tell you, oh, I thought, and then why, again, whether you knew or not, Mom or Dad was praying for you. It was the Word, praise God, that does not return void unto God. Doesn't. You can try to get away. You can try to escape. But you can't. He's always with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise be to God as a child of God. Let's even get over that. He's in you. You may not be acting like it. You might be so far removed from any kind of a breath of life to anybody that anyone would know that you're a Christian. But He does. He knows that's my child. He knows that's my daughter, that's my son. Amen? Amen. And any parent in here that's had any experience with teenagers on up, you get it. There's times that you truly have said, oh, Lord, why did I have a kid? Come on. Don't be saying, oh, I just doted on. Maybe my mother. You know, no, I'm just kidding. I try to get her over that, but never mind. But it's true. But God. And the beauty of the Lord. And isn't it wonderful? And I am so thankful. And I'm not encouraging. See, my kids aren't here today. They're out enjoying one another. And I'm thankful. They went and rode tanks this weekend for an old birthday present. That should scare people. All right. Enough of that. But I can honestly say this. Yes, you want your children to will and to do of His good pleasure. Continually, always. It's a precious thing. But the beauty of the Lord and the power of His grace and His mercy, when you see them fail so miserably and it breaks the heart of a home so immensely, but then to see the Lord come in. And He made something of what never could have been through such pain and such sorrow. There becomes a supper, truly, that's so all-glorious, just like the prodigal son, that you come into your household and you start to feast. And there's a knowing, there's a reality of the mercy and the grace of God that becomes the feasting. That you sit there and it's just well. It's just well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I know that because my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. It's so marvelous. This God, again, so wonderfully, fearfully and wonderfully made for Him. Hallelujah. But wouldn't this be for every relationship too, brothers and sisters? What do you think? Even our spouses? I can testify to you, as much as I believe my sweet wife and I adore and love one another, our confidence is not in each other, it's in Christ alone. I love my wife. I'm so thankful for the lady God has given me. But my confidence is not in her. My confidence is in Christ in her, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. But then again, maybe the greatest of understandings, brothers and sisters, in really getting our complete reliance upon Him. And now, thanks be to God, talking to brethren of like precious faith. When we have run so well, when we have, by the grace of God, taken those hinds feet and went so high, and then here we go, I find myself once again not believing God. I find myself in such a miserable place of failure, but God. Amen. Amen. Do you get it? That's what Paul was talking about. In so many different ways. You know, people try to hone in on that. Oh, that was Paul's eyesight. Okay, were you there? Well, that was Paul's skin. Were you his dermatologist? I don't know. It's just ridiculous. It is. Take it from God and all of the meanings that are just so wonderful and powerful in that. It's a thorn. It's an infirmity. It's a weakness. Praise God, it's what you have. And as the Word of God tells us, and as Jesus so sweetly ministered to Paul, Paul, if I took that from you, honey, if I took that from you, you wouldn't understand how wonderfully and fearfully made you are for me. Getting a little deeper each time, isn't it? Pastor seems to preach on this a lot. I'm first in line. I need it. Amen. I need to be encouraged over and over and over about that wonderful grace of God, about the power of that grace, about that wonderful mercy, hallelujah, that continues to lift me up time and time again. But then it's the power that sits in on that grace that then transforms me from glory to glory, even into the very image of Jesus Christ. It's so amazing how this word works. It's in every angle. It's, again, you're this precious diamond. Hallelujah. And He just continues to cut and cut and cut because He's got one thing in vision for you, that crown of crowns. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. It's so true. It's so true. But see, when we get this, brothers and sisters, we really realize that we were made for grace alone. We're made for grace alone, aren't we? Amen. Didn't he say, vessels to the praise and the glory of my grace? Amen. We don't walk around thanking him, pinning medals on each other and say, oh, well, my goodness, you're a good saint. God forbid. Yes, and that is a mockery. It's a mockery. It's nonsense. It's the grace of God that is with you. By the grace of God, I thank the Lord that you walk and that you walk in the truth and that you want to hear the truth. But I will always commend the grace of God that is with you. As Brother Paul said, in all of those wonderful heights of victory, all of that wonderful grace that was bestowed upon him to endure such suffering, such loneliness, all of the rejection. And I'll tell you, when it really hurts is when there's such euphoria for the things of Christ. The gatherings that were there, how wonderful it was when Paul came forth and started to begin to preach the whole counsel of God, the message of Jesus Christ and the bride. How people would come and they would want to hear and how many, I'm sure at times even on Mars Hill and all of those different things. But at the very end of it all, could you imagine, all in Asia have forsaken me. There wasn't a one. Nobody would even come to visit him in that prison. After all of that glory and all of that grace. But yet that's when things really got heated in passion for Jesus. That's where the joy book of the Bible known as Philippians came forth. This was the realness of it all. This was praise be to God. Paul was mining the depths. Oh Lord, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made for you. You. I'm here to preach the gospel of Christ. I'm here by the grace of God to preach it with nothing withheld. But by the grace of God, I'm here for him. Hallelujah. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made for him. Amen. Oh, thank God. Now, when we understand about this wonderful grace that lifts us up from such failure, that's when you really walk. That's when you can run. That's when you even mount up a little bit higher in those wings of eagles that he gives you. Because you understand so sweetly, it's just his strength alone. I have no strength. I have no faithfulness. I don't. It's his strength. It's his faith. And by the grace of God, thanks be to God, I have a little strength. And thanks be to God, in that little strength, I've kept the faith. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. And again, I believe so sweetly. He's just encouraging me in his love, honey. It's just me. Oh, yeah. Don't get anything about yourself. I just love you. I'm smitten with you, honey. I'm ravished with you. I just groan. Come on, Father, send me. I want to go get him. Amen. I mean, they were standing for Stephen. They loved that brother. It was so awesome. See, it wasn't about the event that was going on in this world and all of that hideous hate and everything. It was about the glory of God. He was looking up and he saw him standing. The Father and the Son at his right hand standing for me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, honey, my son's coming home. Oh, my. How beautiful. This is our life in Christ. But see, brothers and sisters, to conclude this all, can you say praise be to God? Praise be to God. Even when things so appear to be going right, can you say praise be to God because it's not going to last long? No, really. Now think about that. It's going really good right now, Brother Bob. We've hit our stride, Debbie. Here we go. Praise be to God, it's not going to last long. What are you saying? My dad used to say something like that, but I think it was a little bit more in unbelief. My brother John knows what I mean. But it's because of the faithfulness of God. And it's not that it didn't end in that it was going good. It's going better. Because in the infirmity is when the very power of Christ rests upon you. In the infirmity is when the trial that is more precious than gold that's tried in the fire that is being made for you and for him, for this, again, the due benevolence of the bride and the bridegroom that's going to be shared someday. See, we're wonderfully and fearfully made for him. God's going to show us that in my faithfulness, I afflict you. God is going to absolutely give us that the assurance, I am the Lord that delivers out of all trouble. And I've always told the Lord, Lord, I think I've gone through all trouble. And he says, oh no, you're trouble. Never mind. But the Lord who comforts us in all our grief and sorrow. So no wonder that I don't need to wonder about my life anymore. Wouldn't it be a beautiful thing for you and you and you and everyone here today quit wondering about your life? I think we wonder about our life too much. I really do. And I'm talking about wondering about why things happened to me, my past, about the events of my life, even about futures, tragedies, all of these things. Everything about me, it's all so perfect and completely answered. I was fearfully and wonderfully made for him. Everything. Everything about you like. All of those things you don't like. Everything you wish was different. Praise be to God, Jesus. I was fearfully and wonderfully made for you. Every moment of my life made for one thing. Every moment of my life, every moment of your life made for one thing. The Word. The fellowship with the Word. His promises. And that's once again why we need to know them. To call upon them. To stand on them. To believe them. Because that's how you live victory through them all. Amen. Praising the Lord that the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The Word, praise God, the Word is my life. My life is nothing but the Word. So thanks be to God. I am beginning to rest that truly my life, I'm getting it, is hid away with him. My life truly is under the shelter of his wing. That's beginning to ravish my heart. I'm beginning to say, oh Lord, thank you. I know I'm not just yours, but I am my beloved's. Amen. I'm not just his. I am my beloved's. And his desire is toward me. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. While every head is bowed, Father, again, thank you in Jesus' name for your word. Thank you for the truth. Lord, thank you again that your sweet evidence, Lord, that your gifts are for today. And I thank God that your gifts are for the church. And Lord, thank you, Jesus, that we just believe your word. And Lord, it's you that performs. It's your spirit that gives. And Lord, help us just to rest in the love. Help every life that's here this morning, Jesus, to really enter in today with the simplicity that you love us. You loved us so. You gave us all. You gave us your Son. And Lord, so thankfully to know how special we are, how wonderfully, fearfully made we are for you. Thank you for that treasure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.